Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here at WCBS, we're mourning the loss of a member of our family.
In the town of Darien, two dogs were actually...
Fran Schneido died last night.
Fran Schneido, WCBS News.
Her career was long and varied. First, she was a stockbroker on Wall Street.
But the best part of it has been at WCBS News Radio 880. Absolutely.
She was our voice in Connecticut for 39 years.
Connecticut environmental spokesman. Dennis
it seemed James like she knew everything about her state and everyone. And they knew her.
She's so proud of public service, and it's her devotion to individual human beings that comes across so vividly and vivaciously in all her stories.
That's Senator Richard Blumenthal on the day of Fran's retirement this past February.
Oh, my goodness.
Fran, ever gracious.
That's a kind and thoughtful remark. I can't get over it.
Sat down with our 50 Stories podcast to reflect on her career.
This has been my life for all these years.
Governor Dan Malloy declared February 3rd Fran Schneido Day in Connecticut. He had a message for everyone who knew her from the radio.
The part of Fran that they probably don't know is what a great laugh she has and what a great sense of humor and how she used that laugh and sense of humor and ability to cajole more information out of people using those tool sets. That's going to be missed. And by the way, the Fran of today is different than the Fran of 5 years ago. This is a person in this trade who grew every single day.
Ooh. Wow.
That was nice.
What a night. Boy, gosh. Oh, my God. That's such a surprise. Thank you for that. That's just huge.
Fran was huge for us for all these years.
Without WCBS, it's just my life is going to be very difficult because I just think I was born to be with WCBS.
We will miss her. Fran Schneider was 79 years old. And all morning we've been sharing our memories of Fran. Let's bring in our other Connecticut guru here on this radio station, the man who's usually here in this seat, Paul Murnane. You know it as well as I do. It is not often you hear those kinds of glowing words about a reporter from a politician.
You know, I think Fran, Alex, was very much like her voice, confident and yet comfortable with what she was doing. She knew the people that she was talking to, these political figures in Connecticut. And as Governor Malloy said, you know, it was her charm and it was her experience and her role as the reporter for WCBS, not just in Connecticut, but through her career in Westchester County, Rockland County, the northern suburbs. They would speak to her and know that they really couldn't hold anything back. And Fran often was able to get more out of the story than the rest of us could if they just called up and did a regular interview with these political figures.
And you know it as well as
really one of a kind.
Yeah, you know it as well as she did that we have a huge listenership up there. And it was so critical to have her bringing us those news stories from that part of the listening area.
And WCBS reporters will tell you, you covered anything really north of Yonkers, and the newsmaker would come up and give you a slap on the back and say, "Where's Fran?"
Yep,
or
still happens.
Fran doing? Yeah, it still happens to this day. You know, I shared with Fran a career in Connecticut radio before coming to WCBS, and I can remember very early in my radio career going to a news story. And if I saw that Fran was there and I saw the WCBS microphone, that gave the story legs. That was a real story. And I can remember experienced reporters would turn on the radio and give a listen and lend an ear to the speaker to see what Fran's take on the story was. What's Fran's lead? How is Fran putting this? I mean, she had that kind of respect and she had the love of her colleagues, too.
We've seen that on Twitter this morning. I tweeted out news of her passing and we got messages from TV reporters in Connecticut and in New York, reporters for the Associated Press, the Hartford Current, everybody loved Fran.
Yeah, she was a part of a debate during one of the Connecticut Senate races up here. The host of the debate said that when the Linda McMahon and Chris Murphy showed up for the debate, they were kind of off on the side of the room, but everyone in the room wanted to meet Fran. They all came over and wanted to talk with her. And I remember, you know, she could be a tough reporter, too. And I can remember during that debate in 2012, towards the end of it, she kind of held back. It was a routine kind of debate of back and forth and so on the issues. And Fran had a sense that there was an important issue to ask about marriage and about marriage equality. And so at the very end of the debate, she asked, you know, North Carolina and Connecticut. North Carolina has this view. Connecticut had, at that point, legalized same-sex marriage. And she asked the question, who got it right? Which state got it right? And Linda McMahon gave an answer that was very short. And then Chris Murphy pounced at that point. And he said, you know, that short answer. Linda McMahon shows how little thought that she's given to this very important issue. So Fran could ask these tough questions, and she had a real sense of what was important to ask, what was important to talk about, what were the stories that we needed to have on the air.
That was Fran, the consummate reporter and a wonderful human being. Paul, thank you so much.
No problem, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Our Paul Murnane, morning anchor here on WCBS and a fellow Connecticut resident. WCBS News Time, 8:50.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.